Welcome back to Thrasher Radio. We know we can never replace the old man,
the old Felper,
but we're gonna do our best. You know, he's looking down saying that
we're doing it wrong.
Yes, we're absolutely doing it wrong, but we're gonna try
and, just keep it going.
Yep. And we got the good homie Frank Grower here.
Hello.
And we got
Peter Hewitt.
Hello.
Hello, Pete.
Hi, Frank.
How you been?
I'm good.
You guys know each other?
I've seen him before.
We're familiar.
We're familiar with each other, yeah. First of all, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. So we're up here for Bob's, man.
Yes.
Pete called me, I think, the night before last and wrote down 43 tricks in under 2 minutes that you wanted to do in the contest.
In the intro.
In the intro, yeah. In his intro. So you're going to see Pete skate at least for 2 minutes and get about 43 tricks in about 2 minutes.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on the flat bottom, so
okay,
pay attention.
Cool. All right, with that out of the way, I want to ask you one question about last year's contest. Did you happen to see Zeke fall off the deck?
I saw that out of the corner of my eye.
What? Do you know what happened? Or
I swung my arm back and I connected with something. Felt like a shoe, maybe. And then I turned back around, and yeah, Zeke was on his back.
Okay, because it kind of looks like you pulled him off. And the footage kind of looks like you pulled him off.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know Zeke's state of mind at that time. He's on a good one.
Yeah. Well, the clip starts off with him jumping up and like thrusting his arms and his whole body, like in this crazy gyrating motion. And then he's like kicking or something, and then he's on the ground. Pretty good.
He slipped.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that he did slip, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It's the corner of my eye. That's what I saw.
Yeah. Okay.
But you did say it helped him get his current girlfriend.
I think so. She was impressed.
Yeah. He took a slam right there, and they're like, she's like, I like a guy who can take a slam. Yeah.
They're still together.
Yeah. And at the end of the video, you could see Zeke and I think it's the same girl making out at Bob's.
Yeah, it was a successful day.
Yeah, fun was had by all. Do you have any songs you want to start this off with?
We're gonna start this off with some Van Halen. Jake loved this song, "Ain't Talking About Love."
I know the one. You know you're semi-good looking in all the streets.
David Lee, dude.
Does it. Diamond. We just started with a Diamond fucking Dave. Eddie Van Halen.
Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave.
Ow! Best in the biz.
Yeah. I like to listen to some of his a cappella stuff.
That's great.
Yeah. Running with the Devil a cappella is.
Mm-hmm. You might have to play that.
You want to do that next?
Oh!
Yeah, maybe.
Let's do Running with the Devil a cappella next. This doesn't even count as part of the list. This is just something I think people should hear.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal. Least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a pace that kills. Ooh, yeah. Ah, ah,
yeah. Woo-hoo. Okay, so now that you've heard it, you hear it when it hits that whistle. Wee-oo. Bow, bow.
I got a question for you, Pete. Something I always wanted to know. Do you remember the first time meeting P-Stone? Like, when and where and how?
That's a good question. I can't put my finger quite on it. Yeah, that's a hard one. I want to say I was still in high school. So it was probably, like, around 92.
Did he live in San Diego with Andy?
He just moved. No, that wasn't until later.
Okay.
But I think Rhino had moved out first, and then Preston came out after Rhino. It could be the opposite way. I can't really, but I want to say Rhino came out first.
And just, did you meet him at the park or on a trip?
I don't remember.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
90 what?
Fuck, like 90, probably like 91, 92 maybe. I want to say probably 90, 91.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my first trip with Jake was in, I was 21. I just turned 21. So that was in 94.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Australia. Yeah, it was a crazy one.
Do you remember who was?
Coco, Solomon, Andy, Julian, Joey, Alan Peterson.
Hell ride.
Yeah.
It was a hell ride.
Full hell ride.
Yeah. Coco played Brujeria the whole time. The whole entire time.
Intense trip.
Sat shotgun and played Brujeria.
Describe that photo with you and Jake in the raft, in the pipe, in the dark. Luke shot it. It's like a super iconic photo.
It's so hard to explain that to someone without showing them a diagram of the pipe. You went up into the pipe, and then once you're in it, it went back down into the ground. When you went back into the pipe, the water level take the canoe into the pipe and go all the way back, so you're on the ceiling of the pipe.
Where was that? That's in Texas?
Yeah, that was in Texas. That photo looks like we're paddling into the pipe, but we had paddled to the back of the pipe, and we're on the ceiling of the pipe.
That's such the epic, like, we're on an adventure photo.
Yeah,
like,
dude. So we paddled all the way back there, and there's this giant hole, or like a 4-foot hole in the ceiling, and we're like directly underneath it, and I was daring Jake to stand up and stick his head in the hole, and I got him to do it. And then when we got busted, the guy was like explaining the pipe to us, and he's like, yeah, well, that's where the water comes out when we open it, when we turn it on. He's like, you guys would have been a couple miles down the fucking spillway if we had turned it on.
Holy shit. Yeah. Did you guys get busted? Is that the pipe you got busted at or no?
Yeah, we got busted at that one.
That was the one where Luke and Jake had the mugshots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In jail.
Did you go to jail too?
Yeah, my first time to jail. Kind of freaking out, but Jake made it funny. We're like taking people's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. He's like, that guy doesn't want a sandwich, grab it.
How long were you there for?
Fuck, like maybe like 6 hours sitting in that cell. Maybe longer, I don't know. Time flew by pretty quick with Jake though.
Yeah.
He made it entertaining.
You totally know how to make things entertaining. Where was that? Is that Texas and New Mexico?
It was in Texas, San Angelo, maybe. Could be wrong. Sounds about right.
Yeah. Who else was there?
Me, Jake, Rick Blackheart, Salba.
Salba.
Luke, and Luke.
I got a story about this. It was like early 2000s, and Salba wrote the article, right? And he fucking, I think he talked shit or blew out the pipe somehow. Right? Me and Jake go to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, and we're all eating dinner, and Jake goes to the bathroom. Jake comes out of the bathroom, and he's like, that never happened to me before. Some guy just sucker punched me with my dick in my hand. What? And this dude was pissed about the Salva article like 10 years ago.
No way.
Wow. Yeah, and he fucking clocked Jake.
Jeez. That never happened to me before.
Holy shit.
We were pissed because we didn't do recon on that mission. Yeah, something went wrong. The rope got left up, but Jake was pissed that we didn't do our own recon. Yeah, there was some blame there or something.
Blame got put somewhere.
Uh-huh.
What's the next jam, Pete?
I think we're just going to take it on the road again. Little Seeger.
A little turn the page by Seeger. All right.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing star again. There I go, turn the page.
Did I tell you that I went to see Seeger live?
The yes, last you did.
Concert?
No way.
Yeah, so my friend Rojas and I, the warehouse dude, got tickets to go see Seeger live. And wow, that is a select audience. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Everyone looks like Seeger, too. It's kind of wild. Like, if you when you go in, like, from the back, the chicks look like Seeger. The dudes look like Seeger until they turn around. Everyone's got silver hair.
And so you could spot a Seeger fan on the street.
Spot a Seeger fan.
That's a Seeger fan.
That's a Seeger fan. Any dude with like kind of a slick back, kind of grayish hair thing and gray mustache, goatee, some sort of 90s hippish leather jacket, be on the lookout.
Seeger fan.
Seeger. Although, Seeger fans come in all shapes and sizes. That fucking show was so damn long. I was like, dude, just play Night Moves so we can leave.
Did he end with that one?
Yeah. You gotta wait, though. It was sick.
Let's take it to a little more happy, or not so happy, but...
uplifting?
Uplifting. And let's take it to the banana realm.
Banana realm?
Yes, Cuba? We have no bananas. Oh.
Harry Belafonte, yes, we have no bananas?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do that.
Oh, yes! We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons and all kinds of fruit and sage. We've got an old... fashioned tomato, a Long Island potato.
Oh, yes!
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Every time I hear that, I definitely think of Jake. What about you, Pete?
In the morning time, yes. Early morning.
He'd get in the van or like, he would just sing, yes, we have no bananas.
Just watching Press and Edit at fucking 4 a.m.
Was it Copenhagen?
Yes. I was waking up to that song every day.
Explain that situation right there. You Copenhagen, Preston, and Jake in the same room.
Oh, it was great. They had a routine. And once I got on the routine, it was running smooth.
Yeah. What was the routine?
The routine was get up early. And Preston, you know, does his routine, cracks a beer, starts editing. Preston gets Jake all situated. Jake's happy. We start editing. He's making good stuff. Jake comes, checks it. Jake starts getting fired up. Next thing you know, I'm up out of bed. They got me coffee. It was a good way to start the day.
Yeah. What else we got?
Well, I was looking through the mag recently, and I seen a 2-page ad with this guy.
Oh, Volcom.
Yeah.
Volcom.
Yeah.
It's actually 3 pages. Can we...
Oh, excuse me.
It's 3. We didn't... Yeah, we fucking lied. We didn't look at the mag.
One page dedicated to my face.
Oh, yeah. And then another page dedicated to more of your face.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of your face. But then a full page dedicated to a layback Smith.
Thanks, Remy.
This message was brought to you by Volcom. What song we got, Pete?
Let's go with Jackie Wilson by Van Morrison.
Oh, explain this one. Why you picked this one?
This one we picked because Jake is always humming this song. And I could never figure it out until Schmitty told me what he was humming.
Jackie Wilson said, it was written to you. Kind of love you got, knock me off my feet. Let it all hang out. Oh, let it all hang out. Yeah, you know, I'm so wild.
this last song.
Are you just jumping into the last song?
We gotta talk a little more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we gotta because we got this segment we're working on.
I don't know how it works.
We want you to recall some of your favorite sound bites from videos.
Fuck, the kids are so good at that.
No, like more
what song
like
was, who had this song in their video?
No, more like Phelps or Preston. Like
more like Pistone going like, oh, shut up, my getter.
Shut up. We're like, oh yeah. That one where he's eating a fucking falafel sandwich. He's eating fucking falafel and Kyle Walker does the kickflip on the sidewalk parking. And he goes, oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's just got a mouthful of food.
What about the time that we were watching Preston? He was on European time, so he was asleep when we were awake, and he was awake when we were asleep. And so it's one night we had got the fire all lit and Preston was kind of in blackout mode and we put him in the van sitting up, or he's in the van with the light on so we could see what he's doing in there.
The side doors were open, right? And he was sitting in the back.
And he's kind of sleepwalking almost.
We could see him through the window like wrestling around in the back seat.
He's trying to get his zipper open, so we're like, oh shit, he has to go pee. Preston, don't pee in the van. No, I'm not peeing in the van. So we get him out of the van, and he's swaying back and forth, you know, like, I don't know, we don't know what he's doing. He's like swaying to the music, or all of a sudden we're like, holy shit, he thinks the van light is the fire. He's like warming himself up in front of the van light. Fire. And then like just when we think he's totally passed out and blacked out, somebody's like,
take the pita off the
throat. Somebody's like, there's no more pita bread, the pita's gone. And Preston turns around and he's like, no, it's not. Pete's my bro, he's right here. He hasn't gone anywhere.
Snap right back into like, boom. Oh, don't even miss a beat. And the whole time we're thinking he's out of his mind, warming himself up by the band light.
He was listening to everything we were saying. Knew exactly what was going on.
Hey, well, I got both you guys here in the room. Let's talk a little Grimplesticks.
It's Grimple. What's Grimplesticks?
I don't know if we can talk about that.
Can we talk about Grimplesticks?
Oh, really?
Should we? I don't know.
We don't have permission from the Grimple.
Yeah, we'd have to pretty much have the Grimple here, and we'd have to cross into dimensions. We would definitely have to cross dimension.
What can we say?
What could you say that the Grimple already hasn't done?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that would leave pretty much.
I know there's some names like Jerry Sue involved.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Hitz. Yeah. I'm wondering if we might get a special guest board for Jimmy Farnsworth.
This is a whole other dimension.
It's like you take these pros that had some teams, that were on some teams, and you kind of get them on the other side of this hole.
It's a different dimension.
Dimension, so yeah.
I don't even know if it
exists.
Exists, exactly.
So like if you get these so-called said Grimple boards, if they exist,
mm-hmm.
I would hold on to them because, like, if somebody's like, "Do you remember Grimple?" and did that exist?
It could just disappear.
It could just disappear, and that's the crazy part about Grimple. But you know what? It could reappear
because it's never left.
It was never got there. You know, like
that's the thing.
That's in
the other dimension. It was always there.
Yeah. See.
And when it's not here, it's there.
It's there. But when it's not there, it's still there and here.
Whoa.
So we're trying
to figure that out.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. We can't talk about this.
It's scary, right?
It is.
Like all of a sudden I'm talking to you and you just disappear. And we're like, what the fuck? That's why I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm back.
Don't do that again.
I don't know if you guys seen this, but this is where I just was. Remember Poltergeist? Television screens?
I remember, yeah.
With the little light. I was chilling with Carol Ann. What did you guys just do?
We were looking at nothing.
The dog stayed, right?
Yeah.
Because Tom wasn't.
Tom said.
Tom didn't even move.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Please don't do that again. We should stop talking about whatever we were talking about.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
We should go into a tune. Readjust the mood.
Readjust the mood, totally. Yeah. What do you got, Pete?
Do you believe in life after love? Do you?
Can you share that with me one more time? I'm sorry.
Do you believe in life after love?
Yes, I do.
Well, then, this is the next hit.
Okay.
By Cher.
And Jake loved this jam.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you why after.
No matter how hard I try, you keep pushing me aside and I can't break through. There's no talking to you.
I don't even know why.
But he loved it.
But he did confess to me one time that this was his guilty pleasure.
Yes.
And so...
So let's just end it on so, that one. Yeah. I do believe she's on a battleship wearing like a seatbelt.
Oh, it's great.
Basically in this video.
It's one of my favorite videos.
Ah, the 90s. Thanks for coming, Pete.
Thanks for having me.
Schmitty?
That was great. We're hoping to do more of these.
Yeah, hopefully we'll do some more. Maybe get Vanderlinden in here. If you're on 6th Street, stop by 666 6th Street and visit the Thrasher store. And
email thrasherradio@thrashermagazine.com for suggestions, comments, anything you want to hear, any guests. We can try to do our best.
He said it. We could try. We'll try.
That's all we do.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
All right, we're signing out. Thanks, Peter Hewitt.
Thanks for having me. Frank and Schmitty.
We're going to scrap that one, right?